Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Live from an underground bunker deep behind enemy lines in the land that the Second Amendment forgot.
Yes. You know, I normally don't talk about stuff like this, but I'm going to.
Today, I don't care.
So today it's Happy New Year's. It's New Year's Eve, so I hope all of you are well. So I stirred the shit on Facebook, on my Facebook page, which created a... a ton of stuff.
Wait, you stirred up trouble?
Yes. I'm the New Jersey Stitch shit starrer. I just never licked the spoon.
That's right.
So I put this whole DACA Dreamer thing is going to hit in January for sure. So the first thought of the day I posed is, if the DACA Dreamers are so gifted and talented, imagine all the good they could bring to their respective countries when we send them back. Okay.
Okay.
So that caused a lot. 90% deport, 10% you're a racist. And then my second thought for the day.
They wanted to deport you?
Yeah. Okay. My second thought for the day is, if a DACA dad robs a bank, do the DACA kids get to reap the rewards of the stolen money?
Wow. I don't know. That's okay. If a tree falls in the woods.
So here's the best one. I got a third one. Mm-hmm. Another thought. If a couple jumps a fence with their kids into Disney World without going through the line and paying, and they're caught, does Disney World kick out just the parents and let the kids stay?
Well, of course, it's all about the children.
Okay, so I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, who am I to question this? I'm going to ask people who came here without cutting the line. And I wrote, question of the day, anyone here who legally immigrated to the U.S. and waited in line and followed all the rules, do you feel insulted by DACA? I got over 100 comments.
Really?
From people that are pissed off.
What are some of them?
12, 13 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got right here. You ready? Yes. Is it a long and arduous, expensive process? I did it back in 85, became a citizen in 2001, immediately followed to sponsor my brother. Took him 13 years to get in legally. 13 years of paperwork, okay? That's, by the way, that's Geraldine Keogh, the dessert ladies, all right? A couple of other people, let's see, Brad Loveland. Many of the engineers at my work legally immigrated here, and they all agree the legal process is way too much, which I agree, but they are also deeply offended they did all that to be legal, and everyone who crossed the border illegally gets special treatment.
Yeah.
You're creating dissension by doing this, I believe, okay? Here, Darius Bystrowski. DACA is an insult to me and the rule of law. On top of it, the taxpayers have to subsidize those up to 31-year-old children because they're still children. They're 31 years old. So I got a ton of comments like that of people who were pissed off, all right? My parents came here legally back in 77. We arrived in Newark and stayed there. We worked our asses off to become citizens. Absolutely, I'm pissed off. So I got a ton of this. Jan Nepper, John Christensen came from Iceland in 57, but he had a return in 60 due to visa running out. Their family was split up for like 8 years before they were, you know, they were reunited in the United States. So Mario Leno talked about his father coming in the 80s. So I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. You broke the law. I'm sorry. We're a nation of laws, or we used to be.
We used to be
a nation of laws. So, yep. You know, I'm getting political with that here. But we've been paying for these families, free education. You know what? I'll do the same thing when it comes to citizenship. Let's interview them all. If you've had gainful employment, you're paying taxes, you have no criminal record, we'll sponsor you. Okay.
Right.
If not, Louis Vuitton luggage, first class ticket, and GTFO.
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
Why would you do Louis Vuitton?
Listen, we could spend $30,000 to deport each dreg of DACA,
right,
and we'll still save money in the long run because they're sucking that off our system. I'm going to tell you what I care about. I care about our veterans. I care about our homeless. I care about our senior citizens. I care about our citizens' kids that are malnourished and not getting enough food in this country. I care about them first. We can't take care of other people in other countries unless we take care of ourselves, okay? I have a feeling if we were short 30 million illegal aliens in this country, we'd see much better wages. I know we'd see lower unemployment.
Yeah, so. And the problem is that places like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce does not want to see that.
Because they want that cheap labor.
Yeah, they want to constantly depress wages. So
yeah, I don't have any minimum wage employees here. My employees on average make twice the minimum wage at my range. 70% of them are veterans, and they use my business as a stepping stone. And I'm proud of that because they go on to other civil service jobs or whatever or while they're in college, and I'm very proud of that. The other 30% here are full-time people, and I offer benefits to everybody. Nobody works off the books here. So when I get ridiculed for making statements like that about DACA, I don't know, I take it personal. All four of my grandparents immigrated from Europe.
Yeah.
All four of them worked like indentured servants.
Absolutely.
Okay, minimum wage, trucking jobs, delivering fuel,
anything
oil, construction, 6-7 days a week. And all four of them on their deathbeds, if you asked them where the welfare or unemployment office was, they wouldn't be able to tell you.
No idea.
Okay. So it's completely backwards. Let's face it. Let's call a spade a spade. The Democrats want the votes. They want to turn the last remaining red states blue, Texas and Florida.
Right.
They want to turn them, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about.
That's exactly what will happen, too. You'll never see another Republican president ever again, never another conservative appointment to the Supreme Court, and that's exactly what they want to do.
Somebody made a comment on my Facebook post, said, well, make them legal, but tell them they can't vote for 20 years. Let's see how the Democrats jump on that.
They're already, look at Pennsylvania. They're already
They're
letting them vote.
Yes.
You know, they've already tracked, what was it, 170,000 people in Philadelphia who are not, aren't even citizens yet voted?
Wide open borders.
Yeah.
You know, the $285 million budget cut to the United Nations is a decent start.
Yeah, it's a decent start.
There's 198 member nations in the UN. 20 of them pay less than $28,000 a year.
Are you serious?
Yes. The U.S., we pay 22% of the budget at 198 nations.
And
F the U.N.
We probably give those same nations that pay $28,000 to $28,000 in foreign
Stop
aid.
Sending money. Let them hate us for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Who says? And we're back. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm venting.
It's all right.
This segment is brought to you
by
Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment. Ron Sousa also has a meeting room for 70 people. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. So I'm glad I stirred the shit because I don't care. By the way, NRA board member and second vice president, who will be president of the NRA in a year and a half, when Pete Brownell steps down after the 2 years. His name is Richard Childress of NASCAR fame.
Yep.
I've been to his vineyard in one of the, I think in Charlotte or something, for for an NRA convention many years ago. Well, three shit bags decided at 10:30 at night to break into his house. Not really a good move. Childress is up there in age. He's getting up there. And he decided that he was going to get a gun and fire back at the intruders. And, you know, he loves his guns and he loves to hunt. And he's worth about $200 million. And he fired a few shots and they GTFO'd out of the house. He has some surveillance video of them. One of them looks like this, a white teenage kid that I can see from it. But pretty cool. If you're going to rob a house, you probably shouldn't rob an NRA member's house.
Yeah.
And you probably shouldn't rob it when they're home.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
that would be good magic.
Yes. So real quick, circling around. So all the UN does is support the despots and tin pot dictators. Let's face it. The only democracy in the Middle East is Israel, and they voted against Israel like 65,000 times to one. Iraq and Saudi Arabia are on the UN Women's Rights Council.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
do you need to know anything else?
Yeah, where they've just made it, they've just stopped arresting women because they don't dress in a proper burqa.
Yes. So listen to me. I don't give a shit about the UN. I've been saying push the UN into the East River and make a park for the longest time. There's a cult python out front. For you listeners that didn't know that, Google UN gun and see the picture. It's bronze. It's huge. We're going to take it. We're going to cut the knot off. I'm going to recycle it. All right. Bronze is going for $1.65 a pound right now. I check every day. And then we're going to bring the gun here and put it on the front doorstep of the range.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes. So that's what I want to do. So I don't give a shit about the UN, and I don't give a shit about what they're doing, you know. But really pissing me off. They vote against us all the time. You heard me say it before we went on break. Stop sending them money and let them hate us for free.
Well, why don't we – I liked your idea from last week when, just take it, relocate it over by Angela Merkel.
Yes, send it to Germany.
And her girlfriend. And we're good. You know, let's take back and build some luxury high-rise condos on the East River.
Correct. You know, in other news, Texas – the attorney general just signed a thing into law. They can carry loaded guns in churches unless signs announce a ban by the attorney general. So, you know, in New Jersey, we can't have slingshots.
Right.
By the way, legislation was introduced in New Jersey. Mark Cheeseman posted it. Stun guns were available for 18 years old and up. There's legislation to make the age 21.
Yeah, right.
And you'll basically need like a firearms ID card to buy one. So they're going to strangle the stun gun and taser directive that these guys fought so hard for to get approved in New Jersey, court battle that they won. This is the madness of New Jersey. They're just going to keep strangling us. So,
well, it's why Newark and Trenton are so safe.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool now that, that Texas you can carry in churches and house of worship. It makes it really good for the synagogues and anybody else that, that wants to protect the flock.
Yeah, right, exactly.
To carry. But, you know, I'd love to see it in other states because it's few and far between that things are going to happen in Texas, even though that was, you know, an attack by a crazy man. There's a higher propensity of that to happen in the densely populated areas of New York and New Jersey. And unfortunately, we're not allowed to carry. So
allowed to possess.
No, we're not allowed to carry. We're not allowed to possess. You know, while we're doing that in free states, New Jersey is figuring out ways to stick it harder and deeper to us in every way imaginable. Now, we're only 17 days away from the coronation Phil Murphy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really interesting.
Phil.
Yeah, Lord Phil. That's going to be really interesting because he's going to come in hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, he's coming.
With Loretta
in.
Weinberg and Absolutely. All the other gun grabbers, you've got to be prepared.
He considered it... And rightfully so, a referendum. It was a mandate from anti-gunners in New Jersey because they just sat with their thumbs up their behind.
Correct. And you're going to see it getting worse and worse. By the way, real quick, I forgot to add the UN vote that voted against us moving the Israeli embassy.
Right.
Korea, Japan, Egypt, and Afghanistan. We give them billions a year, and they voted against us.
And we protect their ass.
We protect Japan and South Korea.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, big time.
Mm-hmm.
I would pull all funding. You know, and then the left comes out and says that if you do that, you know, now you're bullying people. Damn right.
Well, no, it's not bullying. We're just taking our money. If that's the way you feel about us, why should we pay you? Like you say, let them hate us for free.
Correct. Let them hate us for free. But now it says, you know, we're extorting. Well, they extort the shit out of us.
It's so ridiculous.
It's backwards.
It's just
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. We don't need the UN. Remember, if UN forces ever come to the U.S., remember Anthony's tip, aim for the blue helmet.
That's right.
Okay? You can get blue helmet.
A surplus of blue helmets only dropped once.
Yes. If you Google, well, they find all the time that when the UN peacekeeping forces go into a country, they take all the supplies and sell them on the black
market.
They
rape and pillage.
And then they rape and pillage the village.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? They're the ones doing it because they're the ones with guns. They're actually like an invading force that come into the country. The bureaucracy, the layers of waste that the UN have, the tickets, the traffic they cause, the unpaid parking tickets in New York.
Oh,
GTFO.
Horrible. Yeah, right.
You know, Governor Moonbeam in California, to stick it to Trump, is pardoning, before the end of the year, illegal aliens so they won't be deported.
Are
who have
you
committed
serious?
Crimes.
He's and pardoning all the criminals?
Not all of them. So far, he's pardoned a handful, and so has Cuomo in New York. 18 illegals were pardoned this week before year end. I don't know how many more we're going to find out about, so that they won't be deported.
Unbelievable.
Okay? They're sticking it to Trump.
Yeah.
And Bill de Blasio compared himself this week to Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, and Mahatma Gandhi.
No.
Yes, he did. This is Mayor Big Bird from New York City.
Wait, under the auspices of what?
Of advice and things that he's gotten done as the mayor.
And they are what?
We don't know. But he said that if Hillary had taken his advice, she would have won.
Oh.
Okay?
This guy is delusional.
Now, guess who's swearing him in as mayor of New York City?
Don't tell me it's Hillary.
Bernie Sanders.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Now, de Blasio is going to run for president. Cuomo is going to run for president. The closet Cape Crusader, Senator Cory Booker, is going to run for president.
Yeah.
Now, listen,
see how that washes out.
I don't care, but he's never claimed a sexual preference yet. But if Booker runs, he will be the first person running for president of the U.S. who is basically an asexual gelding unicorn.
That's a classic. That's got to go into the classic reel.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, NJ.com on Route 10 in East Hanover, across Chief from the Best Buy. Stop and see Carlos Negron. Support those who support us. So I go on Cory Booker's Facebook page all the time because he's posting all of these DACA stories now.
Oh,
all
he
these
is?
Dreamers we're supposed to feel sorry for because the narrative.
That's great.
So I post underneath, wow, the closet Cape Crusader is at it again. That's what I call him because he's in the closet. Yeah. Just come out. We don't care.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't care. But again, if he runs for president, he will probably be the first person ever running for president in the United States who is an asexual gelding unicorn. Just so you know, you can use that. I post that on his wall all the time, and his peeps attack the shit out of me.
Do they?
I don't,
really?
Yeah, and I don't respond because I know that pisses them off.
Yeah.
You know, because they want to go at it with me.
Sure.
But I never attack anybody personally on the thread. I just do my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I post and I leave, so I think it's funny. But I comment as a constituent. You know, puts a little Washington, D.C. logo comes up next to my name or whatever. Him and the other one, Pumpkinhead, all the time. Every time he posts something, Senator Menendez, I'll post, why are you not out? Why are you out of prison?
Why are you still wandering free?
So shut up already. You know what I mean? The guy, if it wasn't for a mistrial, he would have been wearing a bracelet somewhere.
Did you hear that nonsense over the weekend? Last week, Sheila Jackson Lee on the
first class flight.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for me, but not
right.
for thee.
It's unbelievable. That's it,
but she's been doing it for years. She bumps people out of first class, and she gets a first class
seat. And why the hell do these people get first class tickets when you and I have to buy coach?
Because they're the a political class.
Yeah, so they get to spend our money
on
first class.
They're not
tickets.
Public servants. They're public masters.
Oh,
for all you youngsters out there, if you have not read Animal Farm,
if you have not read
1984.
It's probably been sanitized. It's probably politically incorrect.
I have a book being delivered today. It's Churchill and Orwell. It's a comparison.
Wow.
Because they both foretold the future.
Yeah.
And it's brand new. I belong to the Churchill Society, Churchill Center. It came out. I pre-ordered it. It's delivering today or tomorrow or the next day. But you need to read Orwell's two books. And if you like to read, you definitely need to read Who's John Galt? Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged.
Okay, yeah. By Ayn Rand. Yeah. I would recommend those three books, but Animal Farm is a must. It's an easy read. It's comical, and you're going to go, oh, my God, you're right. Okay? Yeah. Like when New Jersey, Christie just put a deal in his lame duck session with Sweeney and everybody. They padded a shitload of pensions for a lot of the elites, the political class. And when they did that, in my head, I vision Animal Farm, there's handwritten characters in there. I picture when the rest of the animals burst in the kitchen and all the pigs are on the table wearing human clothes, gorging themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
that's New Jersey politicians.
Yes, that's all politicians.
That's all politicians.
New Jersey, right. Though, they're filet mignon and lobster.
Yeah.
But you should definitely read that. But, yeah, so she bumps first class every time. She gets to go. By the way, she boards the flight before disabled people with children and veterans.
Oh.
Yeah, she gets on the plane first.
Oh.
And if she has to gate check her bag because it's too big for the overhead, she pitches a bitch. She wants the flight attendants to hold her bag in the cabin till she lands.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This woman is as dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? I watch them talking. You watch C-SPAN and stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, 95% of Democrats are functioning illiterate, and 70% of the Republicans are functioning illiterate. And see, yeah. I'm not biased. I'm not saying it's all
that's right.
the
dumb Democrats. I don't know who the hell votes these people in, but they couldn't string five words together in a sentence.
I mean,
holy
shit.
Yeah, really, exactly.
You know, you got a few, like the ones that make it to the Judiciary Committee, you got to be smart. They're usually lawyers, all right?
Yeah.
But she's a lawyer.
Oh, come on.
She's a lawyer.
Are you serious?
She's a lawyer, yeah. Oh, yeah. She graduated from University of Virginia or something.
Oh,
she
they should ask
Yale
for their diploma
and
back.
Got her law degree at University of Virginia. Oh, yeah. No, I read about her. Oh,
are
yeah.
you kidding
no,
me?
No. She's been around.
This is the one who said she's worried that Guam will tip over and fall into the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because there were too many people on it.
Correct. Well, yeah. What's it? The Peter Principle. Eventually, you will be promoted to your own level of ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's where a lot of politicians go to hide.
My father used to say, shit floats.
It's true. Right to the top, right?
Right to the top.
Right to the top. So what else is going on, huh?
Well, I heard on WORD radio the other day, our buddy from the West Coast... Stop it. Rob Morse. He was being interviewed by Bill Freddy on WORD in Greenville, South Carolina.
And?
That was just
I love Rob.
To hear. Yeah, Rob.
I run into Rob every year at the SHOT Show and sometimes at the NRA annual meeting. He's bopped around all over the West Coast. He's a true fighter and a true warrior, and we love him. You want me to say anything else about that or no?
No, you can mention. You could mention his podcast name.
So you could. I don't even know what the name of it is.
It's well. He does. Doesn't he do two? Doesn't he do the Polite Society? But he does.
Yes.
The what is it? The stories of the Second Amendment.
Well, you got to get your shit together because you just bombarded me. See, I do the show prep. Why didn't you tell me about this?
I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway, next, Shanine Allen is all over the news.
Yes,
by the way,
yeah.
Op-eds and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows Shanine Allen's tragedy here, and after 41 days in prison, she got out. She was fighting it.
She had to be pardoned by the governor of the state of New Jersey.
Correct. Yeah. And Shanine is a true warrior, and she's truly becoming the face of S447, which is National Reciprocity.
Which is where it's going to go to die.
Well, we're hoping in January it comes up for a vote. Don't say that, Sandy. It's the closest we've ever been.
I know.
Knappen seems awfully optimistic, and Dan Schmutter seems cautiously optimistic.
Dan
okay?
Schmutter's cautiously?
Cautiously optimistic.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll go with that, because Knappen, he's got too much zeal there.
So, well, yeah, I know. But, you know, I've been reading all these op-eds on Patch and everything else about why we shouldn't have guns because our state is different than other states.
Yeah,
there's
more
retards
in this state.
And, you know, they're going to go after our representatives that voted in the House for this. We don't have to worry about the Senate because the Closet Cape Crusader and Pumpkinhead, they ain't voting for it.
Yeah, right.
That's for sure. But I'm glad to see Shanine Allen is out there. You know, I was going to talk about this article from the HuffPost about why black people own guns. And I'm trying to get Maj Touré in the show from Philly. I'm going to see him at the SHOT Show. But
Jose knows
him
pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he started with Jose.
Yeah.
And, you know, Maj Touré is Black Guns Matter. And they interviewed like 10 people of color that have guns. And it was really good. But Maj's quote is the best because, you know, we're always talking about the historical aspects. And he will be coming on the show. But here's his quote, all right? He goes, I don't give an F who they meant the Second Amendment for. It's mine now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I love him.
Yeah.
You know, I sat on a panel with him at NJ SafeCon and everything because he's right. Because we're going to talk about the history of the Second Amendment 240 years ago. He doesn't give an F who it was meant for. It's his now. He is a U.S. citizen.
Right.
He is not a criminal.
Right.
He's allowed to own a gun, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Right.
All right? And I'm tired of all the bullshit all with the racial divide.
All the Uncle Tom gun laws that are in the state of New Jersey who are
aimed at minorities.
Absolutely aimed
at minorities.
Have been right since 1968 when it started.
You know, we get a guy like him. Let me tell you something. He's out in the front, and, you know, you hear him talk. I love him. So Black Guns Matter. Check it out. He's got sweatshirts. You can make a donation and send him a message. We need him to come up to Northern New Jersey to Gun for Hire Radio. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
Between you Three Stooges invitation.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard.
Did you have too many Red Bulls this morning?
Three coffees. Three long walks with Winston with 9-degree weather because my dog can't shit. Without walking for an hour, okay? Got to the environment has to be just right.
He
won't shit on snow.
Right. No. Okay. Won't do that. Yeah.
So gunsitters.com and their military division's Weapon Guard is on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza under the I Place and the original Pancake House. Stop by and see Eric and Vince. Check out gunsitters.com. They're in Easton, PA, Salisbury, Maryland. You need them if you need them. And don't hesitate if you think you need them. Don't even waste time contacting me to tell me about your situation if you think you need
them. Yeah, just call them.
If you think you need them, you need them.
Yeah.
Okay? I had another one this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had a guy in a gym came up to me and said, going through some stuff, I need to. I said, do it. He did it.
Yeah.
Okay? She hasn't pulled the he threatened me or a gun thing yet. But he's sleeping better at night that his 16 firearms are stocked away at Gun Sitters.
And safe.
And she doesn't even know that they're not in the house.
Very important.
So gunsitters.com. A couple of letters I want to read from readers. Did he say that right? Read?
Yeah, that's good.
You sure? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I did the three R's when I was in school. So this guy is Louisa Irving, and he sent this to you, Sandy. He goes, you asked, and here are some show ideas you should get input for. Sandy and Anthony, many of our shooting fraternity have in common in New Jersey are the common thread that we use firearms at the range and in the field. Yes, there are many shooters walking fields, kicking brush or in trees in New Jersey this time of year. Remember, the class is called Hunter Safety. You can get hunter education and speak to instructors, not just shooters, about all hunter safety. Things like wet shells or hang fires and muzzle loaders or how to avoid slips and falls in the field. You should come on the show and talk about this.
Yeah,
all
absolutely,
right?
Sure.
And you should talk about how gun laws affect shooters and hunters' rights. We have a hard time mobilizing the hunters because a lot of them are FUDs. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But a large majority.
A large majority.
Yeah, they don't realize that when Sir Murphy bans the 50 cal,
there goes their black powder muzzle loader.
Yeah, and their older black powder. All right. Like access to areas to hunt. We should talk about that. Listen, anybody listening who's hunting, Tommy Sinke, anybody else who's available, I'd love to have you come on the show. We could do a hunting segment or two. I don't hunt. Okay.
Yeah,
I shoot paper. I can't and steal. I can't shoot animals. He also said maybe we should interview people from Fish and Wildlife. We should also have New Jersey Federation of Sportsmen Clubs on. A lot of them are reluctant to come on because it's called Gun for Hire Radio. And again, they have their Woodstock guns. But Irving, I'll try. He also talked about from the other angle, also impressing on how important numbers of non-New Jersey carry permit holders from other states. Lots of hunters can't understand why they need to get it. Or we talk about this all the time, about national reciprocity. So I'll talk about that now, Irving. Listen, everybody should get their non-resident carry permit. You know how it's going to help, too, when it goes for a Senate vote? These states, like Utah and Florida, the Department of Agriculture in Florida is awash with cash from non-resident carry permits because they sell resident carry permits for one state and they sell non-resident for 49 states.
Yeah.
All right. They have huge surplus of cash in the Department of Agriculture. Utah has huge surplus of cash. And
Virginia.
So does New Hampshire and Virginia.
And Virginia.
Listen,
yeah.
guys and girls, the more skin in the game, the easier it is for a legislator to vote for it.
Right.
Because they know New Jersey's not going to get right to carry at the New Jersey level ever.
Ever.
But they know that their state's carry permits are going to be in demand so that we can have national reciprocity in our states. So get your non-resident carry permits. We offer the classes. There's many people that offer them all over the state. We have a package. We have individual and everything, Irving. So I appreciate you telling me to bring that up again because there are powers in numbers. I don't like to talk about it that too much because then it always looks like shameful plugs over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, but it's important. I mean, you know, you wouldn't be offering it. I think our listeners know well enough now that you wouldn't be offering if it wasn't needed and if it wasn't something that was there.
You know, I talked last week about State versus Kelly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people keep asking about that. The crux of the matter was that the box cutter she was carrying was not for her job.
Right.
It was intended for self-defense, and in New Jersey, you can't carry something for that reason.
Right.
Again, now, Mark Cheeseman just told me him and his wife went somewhere, and her purse got searched, and they saw her stun gun, and they tasered, they let her through. So that's
cool. I don't think law enforcement actually knows anything yet.
Well,
no, I don't think, you know.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
So, but again, I just want to err on the side of caution. Knappen always says with, you know, hollow point bullets or, you know, like I used to get a lot of shit when I used to teach a lot of classes. I used to say, don't carry loaded magazines on your way to the range.
Right.
Knappen would say the magazine helps operate, makes the gun operate, so it could be argued. And I used to get a lot of shit. And so Knappen used to say, well, let them carry. And if a cop doesn't know, they're going to get locked up and charged.
Right.
They're going to get all their guns confiscated. They're going to get ROR'd or released on bail. And then they're going to walk into my office and give me a $10,000 retainer to fight to prove their innocence.
Right.
So, you know, I want to be that headstrong guy, too, and say, F you, a loaded magazine's not a loaded gun. But after I've been through the ringer for 3 years in the state
now,
New Jersey. For nothing?
Yes, for nothing.
For a
vendetta. Let's put it that
way. It
was
a vendetta.
I can say it. You can't say it. It was a vendetta in the justice system.
Correct. So you know what? After what I've been through, if you don't think you could have... Now, the other thing is, let's say you have a loaded magazine, and a cop checks your bag, and he says it's illegal, and you say, no, it's not. He goes, well, I think it is, and he charges you. You know, now, what if they search the rest of your stuff? What if, God forbid, you have a magazine that holds more than 15 rounds?
Right.
What if you have a self-assisted knife or an out-the-front type of knife. Now you're going to get another charge.
Right.
You know, I always lean back that Knappen and Schmutter say that not a week goes by where somebody walks into our office and go, I never expected to be in this position.
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen?
Right.
You know, I pay my taxes. I work every day. I don't have a record. I have a firearms ID card. I'm a football coach. I'm a little league coach or whatever, part-time. You know, I had all my background checks and everything. How the hell did this happen? It happens.
It happens.
It happens.
And it happens intentionally, too, because it's low-hanging fruit. It's very easy for the prosecutor to get you to.
A lot of people don't know this, but in the next 2 weeks or so, Jimmy G, the gun guy, is going to come on the show. He wants to share a story with you. A week before Christmas, Jimmy and his wife, Tara, have a house in Roseland. A cute little split level with a two-car garage, or bi-level, excuse me. And Jimmy was upstairs in the men's room, in his bathroom, and he looked up at the HVAC return, and it was glowing orange. And his attic was on fire. And about 70% of his house burnt to the ground. And they're okay. They have insurance and everything. Him and Tara and the two cats were not hurt. Jimmy burnt his leg a little bit. They're staying in a Residence Inn right now, and they're going through the insurance and everything. But Jimmy wants to talk about what happened trying to run back in the house, get the cats, run back in, get the wife. She wanted to run upstairs and get, like, clothes and wedding dress. You know, your house is burning to the ground. Yeah. And they're still working on the cause of the fire. They think it's electrical, and he'll be sharing that with you, too. But, you know, we talk about this all the time, that every daylight savings time, your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors should be checked. Your fire extinguishers should be checked. You should be changing the batteries in your flashlights, checking your alarm system every daylight savings time. And also, like in my house, you can't put a smoke detector in an attic or a garage, but you can put heat detectors. And in my attic, in my garage, I have heat detectors.
Why can't you put a smoke detector in the attic?
The dust from the insulation and stuff, it will get between the eye of the smoke detector and set it off.
Oh, okay.
So my alarm guy put heat detectors in my attic and in my garage. Garage, you can't, because if you pull in the garage, shut the door, but the car's still running, the smoke detector will go off.
Oh,
or when you start it up in the morning. It can.
Yeah.
What I've learned is you can have an electric fire in the studs of your sidewall, and the fire runs straight up the attic. You know, even though they put what they call fire breaks, they put a horizontal 2x4
between,
it'll burn.
Between
the cats, yeah, it'll burn. It'll go up. Dominic, my alarm guy, told me you could be sitting in your house, and your house is engulfed in flames, and you don't know it until you start hearing the roar. Because the attic goes, because it runs straight up to the attic. And let's face it, is the attic combustible? If Jimmy's house is 50 years old, those 2x4s up there are 50-year-old kiln-dried 2x4s.
Yeah.
There's not a drop of moisture in an attic unless you have a roof leak.
Right.
So my house, I live in a townhouse. We put a heat detector in the garage, and we put a heat detector in the attic. So if I'm in the house and there's a fire in the attic, I'll know about it. So these are some of the things, and I want Jimmy to talk about what went through his mind and his wife's mind and, you know, the whole night. I mean, they stood out on the street and they watched the fire department, you know, crush and break and smash everything. They're only married a year.
Yeah.
They were married 13 months when this happened. So, you know, it's devastating. Luckily, they have insurance. All of you listening, make sure your insurance policies and coverage is up to date. And, you know, if you haven't really changed your policy in 10 years, you probably should look at the values and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want him to come in and share his story, and I want him to offer some tips and all. So it's pretty horrible what happened. And I don't want to see it happen to anybody. But, you know, the other thing I told him was they could have been sleeping.
Right.
And they might not have ever known.
Yeah.
You know, the whole attic could have been on fire and the ceiling could have collapsed on top of them before a smoke detector even went off.
Right, exactly.
And so these are the things you need to be diligent in your house. You know, we just had in New York a Hasidic family, the menorah candle. The husband is in critical condition and the wife and three of the five children are dead.
Oh, my God.
And the husband found out 4 days later that almost all he has left is two children. He didn't even know he was in a, you know, medically induced coma while they were treating him from burns. And it was because of a menorah candle. You should never keep candles unattended. You shouldn't keep them. You know, and
never,
I'm not a fire safety
leave the
tip
room.
Guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the holidays. It's the winter. We all have candles. Yeah. We have emergency stuff in the house. You know, for emergencies, I tell you, go on Amazon.com and buy the Solulum light sticks that you crack and shake.
Right.
Buy a case of 50.
Yeah.
I have the yellow ones. I have a case of 50
in my
garage.
Under a buck a piece.
Yeah, and they last for 8 to 12 hours, and you can put them around the house. And, you know, we talked about that generator. I have that solar generator because in my townhouse I can't have gas or diesel or anything. But there's a million ways to prepare, and most people take it for granted. For the money we spend going out to eat and on frivolous shit, protecting yourself and your family should be first.
You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice, and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents are hard to raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org.
Okay. I just, no more coffee for you. I just want to say Happy New Year. You know, for better or worse, because of the mainstream media, Trump's approval rating is 0.0 or something like that. But, you know, just a couple of things. In 1 year, we got the tax reform bill passed. We have an increase of the gross domestic product by 3%, which never happened once 8 years under Obama.
That's right. Yeah.
1.7 million new jobs were created. Unemployment's at a low 4.1%. Spanish, lowest unemployment rate in 20 years. African-American, lowest unemployment rate in 17 years. We're in the middle of an economic rebound. A new executive order to boost apprenticeships. A move to boost computer sciences. He's allowing all that patriotic money to come back over for a one-time 10%, trillions of dollars. Okay? For every new regulation signed, 2 have to be killed. All right? He cut 16 big rules. He signed 15 congressional regulatory cuts. He also withdrew from the Obama-Paris Climate Agreement, which was basically just redistributing our money for bureaucrats, let's face it.
Exactly right.
He also signed an executive order cutting the time for infrastructure permit approvals. He eliminated the Obama rule on streams that Trump felt unfairly targeted the coal industry. Fair trade, you know, he got rid of TPP, and he's reviewing and cutting back on NAFTA. He ended the deal with Cuba. There should be no deal with Cuba till Chesimard is back.
I agree.
Or anybody else that's there. You know, we're back with coal. He's promoting energy. We're trading with other countries. He's squeezing North Korea as best as we possibly can. He said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and we're moving our embassy. He also nominated 73 federal judges, and 12 of them are circuit judges, and one is a Supreme Court judge, Neil Gorsuch. So I'm happy right with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's trying to do as much as he can with the federal bureaucracy helping veterans in the VA system. You know a ton about that. And I think he's restoring confidence in America, regardless of what the elitists and the political class and the mainstream media say. Tough shit. It's New Year's Eve, and John McConnell had sent me this. You know, just think about this. Don't drink and drive on New Year's Eve, you know. If you have somebody that doesn't drink, you should designate a designated driver. If you're driving, be around, alert, and be prepared. Always use your seatbelts. You should have an emergency safety kit for your vehicle. You know, we've discussed this a million times.
Right.
Everybody should have some kind of bailout bag, you know, in their home. In their home, and you should have one in your car, and your kids should have one in their car.
Let's call it a get-home bag.
Something.
Yeah.
Some energy bar, some water, blanket, batteries, flashlight, flares. And we can go through the whole thing someday.
If something bad happens, you're not necessarily going to be home. Chances are you're not going to be home because you spend more time out than you do in.
Correct. You know, if you're drinking, I used to watch Bar Rescue sometimes with John Tapper. Mm. He says every time you have a drink, the next thing you should drink is a glass of water.
Oh, really?
Just get a seltzer with lime on the rocks.
Neither one of us drink.
Correct. I don't drink. You don't drink. So you have your vodka tonic. Then your next drink, get a seltzer with lime. Then you have another vodka tonic. And then your next drink should be a seltzer with lime. Every other drink, you stay hydrated that way, and you pace out the alcohol consumption.
Yeah,
it's a really smart idea, right?
Yeah,
and it still looks like you're carrying a cocktail.
Right.
Right? Get a Shirley Temple. I get a Shirley Temple, and Sandy gets a Rob Roy when we go out, okay, the two of us.
Isn't Rob Roy a real drink?
Yeah, but they have a virgin version.
A virgin Rob Roy.
And sometimes we have sarsaparilla when we're feeling frisky.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to be out in a crowd, this is the time where you're going to get some kind of, you know, Allah Akbar or some other nut job might do something. So always be mindful of your surroundings.
Right.
Try to keep your back against the barricade. If you go to New York, you don't have to worry because they put the truck barricades everywhere because the religion of peace keeps trying to spread its peace through our crowded inner cities.
All you have to do is worry about with the Times Square bomber there that one time he had.
Remember?
Just a,
So, you know, if somebody you know is intoxicated, don't let them drive and don't let them go home alone. Somebody should buddy with them. You know, if you get somebody that gets ripped, you should really chaperone that person. There's power in numbers. You don't put somebody like that in a cab or an Uber and say, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Because then the next day you're going to be telling the cops, I put them in an Uber in front of the party, and that's the last I heard from them.
Yeah,
no shit. Especially a female.
Right.
Females, when you get in an Uber, take a screenshot of your driver and send it to your friends and family. I'm in this Uber. Sandy Berardi's my driver, and we're heading home.
You're already in trouble.
And while you're in the Uber, talk to somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
The Uber driver will sense that, okay? Don't just sit there, you know, and brood or whatever, or throw up. you know, if you're hosting a party, you could give people information for rideshare or Ubers and stuff when they're leaving. Or better yet, have them sleep at your house. I wouldn't let you leave drunk. Yeah. I'd let you sleep it out of my
house. Absolutely, sure.
You know, if you're planning to attend a party, I'm not big on driving after midnight on New Year's Eve, to be honest with you. Stay in a hotel close by. Or stay at that person's house. Or better yet, stay friggin' home and watch a movie. That's what I say, okay?
That's what we do.
You know, think about this, too. If you have pets in your house, there's going to be, you know, people are blowing firecrackers just like 4th of July and stuff. Make sure your pet has its leash on with their collar, with their license and their identification. Because God forbid you open the door and they run out freaking out or when guests are coming over.
Yeah.
Now you're not going to be able to find a dog. You can also ask your vet for tranquilizers, by the way, if your dog really freaks out from, like, thunder or fireworks or anything. I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, pre-medicate your dog before something's going on and let them chill out. People do it all the time when they're flying with their dogs and everything.
Especially if you know that the dog is going to react. Like
correct. That. And also be careful the type of food you feed your dog. For you people that are going out to drink and you're going to public places, please keep control of your drink all the time. If you leave your drink on a bar or a table unattended and you go to the bathroom and you come back, kindly discard it and order a new one. When you order a new one, if it's a waitress or waiter that's serving you, that's fine. But if you're at the bar, make sure you watch it being made. Make sure the person next to you is not slipping something into your drink. If you think this doesn't happen, get your head out of your arse,
because
it happens all the time. I've talked to women in classes in the range where they have had, and I'm using air quotes, consensual sex at a party or a club, the next day realizing it really wasn't, something pushed them in that direction, where it was out of character for them to do it, and they believe something was put in their drink. Okay, people work in teams, bartender and me sitting at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, I buy you a drink, I wink to my buddy the bartender, and he puts the Mickey in your drink. Now you're my date for the night because you're high as shit. That's why you have to have a buddy system. If you go out with a girlfriend that normally doesn't sleep around, and she's at a bar or a table with a stranger drinking, and all of a sudden it looks like she wants to leave with him to go to a car, a van, or get a room or something, you might want to intercede.
Yeah.
Because something probably happened.
Exactly.
Right? You might want to tell your girlfriend, Mary, not tonight, come with me, blah, 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 and wait for, you know, reality to set in. By the way, Abby Knappen is here, which means Evan Knappen must be here shortly. They just walked in. Yeah, they stopped by. They're having a shooting party or something here today for his office.
Oh, how nice.
Which is pretty. He better be feeding me, some bitch. but so these are some of the tips you really should be mindful of. Carry your lipstick bodyguard when you go. And another thing is, I'll be on an upcoming segment of the Diane Berardi podcast, Parents Are Hard to Raise, and I'm going to be giving some more senior tips, by the way.
Oh.
I got a million of them. And I'm dying to share them with everybody. And it's the same thing with your parents or grandparents. If you keep an eye out for them, it's New Year time. So make sure that their house is secure. Make sure it looks like somebody's home. Make sure they're well stocked up with provisions. This is the winter time now. We get an ice storm. Lines get knocked down. Before you know it, we have no electricity for 3 days or 4 days. They can't go out and get their newspaper walking to the end of the driveway. You know, grandma can walk to the end of the driveway, slip and break her hip.
And no one will know.
No one will know. No, they'll find her out there frozen. You can lift her up and use her as a statue.
Yeah, that's right.
All right? It's happened before.
It happens all the time.
Paul, that works in Ottomanelli's gun store here, Paul S., his mom, he didn't hear from his mom for a day. He called her up. She was home laying in bed for 2 days because she slipped and she wasn't feeling right. She broke her hip. Mm. She broke her pelvis. And she managed to get into bed.
Yeah, they do. Because they don't want to bother you.
Correct. She
didn't
want to bother
anybody.
Correct. She's Italian.
Yeah.
So, you know, little things like that, it's time to think about. You don't want to get the phone call from your mom or something. Now, if you have parents or grandparents that live, you know, across town or a few towns away, better to set them up and stock them up before the shit hits the fan than getting the call and have to take care of your family and your mom and dad or grandmother or grandfather. So little things to think about. Sit around right now. Do I have enough calcium chloride? I don't use salt because of Winston's paws, but are your shovels okay? Did you set up somebody to take care of mom and dad's house, you know, to shovel the walk? Does the house look like people are home? See, that's another thing. If it's too icy and cold out, mom and dad might not go to the end of the driveway to get the paper. There might be 3 days of papers at the end of the driveway. A criminal is going to think nobody's home.
Right.
He's going to break in while they're there.
Right.
All right, so somebody better pick up those papers, whether it's a buddy system or you swinging by after work. You know, Sandy, you live 70 miles from your in-laws. That's not happening.
Right.
So imagine that, you know, circulars at the end of the driveway, the local paper at the end of the driveway. It's not, it's never, never good. So
My wife has made arrangements with the neighbor across the street that because they're younger and they're really nice, you know, across the way from my in-laws.
So they kind of buddy system?
They always keep, you know, have each other's phone numbers and that sort of thing. And
when I lived in Whippany, my neighbor next door, Lenny, we used to take care of each other's houses and drive. Because he'd go to Wildwood for the weekend, and as soon as he pulled out, like, the phone book would get delivered. And it'd be at the end of everybody's driveway.
Yeah, right, sure.
So I'd go pick it up, and I'd put it on my porch until he got back, and I'd save all his mail until he got back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's important that we watch out for each other, but you need to have some forethought. You know, now it's going to be January 1st, so we have January, February, and possibly March of really heavy weather that we have to deal with.
Yeah, here
you know,
in the Northeast especially.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very easy for power lines to get down. If lines freeze and we have a windy day, guess what happens? Lines snap, no power. Mom and Dad prepared. Are they going to have heat?
Right.
All right. Something to think about. And yourself, you have to think about yourself. Just like our country, if we can't help ourselves, we can't help others.
Yeah, that's
so your house is basically the same thing. If you can't help yourself, you can't help others. So do a review. Sit down. It's the 31st, going into the first year. A lot of people are off the first. I'm not. But maybe sit down and just in your head, look around your house and mom and dad's house or extended family, who else you might have charge of, and say, all right, what do I have to do? What should I do? What should I go out and buy? You know, you're done with all the Christmas shopping. You're throwing all the leftover food out and everything. Do we need batteries? Do we need a generator? Do you need some gas in the cans in the garage? You know, everything set up? You know, do we have some emergency food, whatever it may be? Do we have enough water in the house?
Water is very important.
You need a gallon a day per person.
Right.
A gallon a day per person. Think about how much water you need. So if you have four people in your house and it's 5 days, you need 20 gallons of water. How many people have 20 gallons of water laying around?
Not too many.
Okay. And the same thing for mom and dad. You might not be able to find water, so you should have 20 gallons of water sitting there. And take every week, buy two more, and use the first two.
Right.
Just keep rotating them through. Right. Put them in the basement or put them in a cool place with no sunlight, because that's how bacteria builds up on water. These are some of the things you got to think about. Again, Happy New Year to everybody. We have CPR AED January 6th, Quick Clot January 7th, Atienza Kali Protective Pen January 20th, Atienza Kali Protective Knife January 20th, Urban Pistol, Urban Carbine. We have a ton of classes January and February at the Essex County Police Academy. And if you want to build your own AR, email Jimmy at Gun for Hire. I'm out.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to do this, but you could follow us on Facebook at Gun for Hire Radio, and you could write a review on iTunes and Google Play if you like the show and want to infect it on somebody else, especially those people you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. Please write us with other topics. Thanks, guys, for writing in. It's great. We want to put together some guests to have that are different, some different things this year, you know, keep it kind of fresh and new. Tell us what you want to know. Tell us what you want to learn. Anthony, you'll put together some great teaching segments. All right, well, Happy New Year to all of you, and please stay safe. It looks like we're winding down. The clock on the wall is starting to say it all. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Countertech Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we wish you all a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Keep safe. Keep the powder dry, as they say. And we will see you next week.